when they said, and Nunu, so throughout training camp, that was the saying, right? My trainer would egg me on, and Nunu, the new world champion. And it just stuck in my head and I thought, I got this. I probably had about 5% chance winning that fight. Like I said, nobody believed I was gonna win that fight. But I studied him for a long, long time. Growing up, I watched this guy, Sam A. Big respect to him, he's the legend. And I was very confident. I shouldn't have been confident because I had 15 fights. And yeah, took it with both hands.
It's the first kick. See, now Sam A starting to defend him. Nice little step in elbow there from Jonathan Haggerty as he beats him up body.
Turn the tide of this pop.
Multi-time world champion.
You know, what was that like when you raised it in the air?
Unreal. Had my family, my granddad, my friends. I came out to Singapore for my granddad to be there. He's my number one fan. And to win in front of him, to win in front of everyone, really. The best thing was the gold confetti at the end when it just came down. I just thought, I had a broken nose as well. Broke my nose in the second round. I couldn't breathe. And my trainer was laughing at me in the corner. My dad was laughing at me in the corner. Get on with it. I'm like, I can't breathe out of my nose. So I just thought, I've got to get on with it now. And the best night of my life. So after that fight, I broke my nose. My feet were mangled. My elbows, I couldn't straighten them. I was feeling a lot of pain after the fight, but when I had the belt wrapped around me, like, it took the pain away. I got rushed into hospital on a hospital bed, and I was hurt, a lot hurt. And my trainer, I said, I had my belt on me, and then my trainer took it off. I said, no, I need that belt. Yeah, I feel pain-free when I've got that around me.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
On that bed, with the belt at your feet, was it worth it?
100%. And you know what made it the better? They wheeled in my opponent on the other hospital bed. And we both, he doesn't speak English, obviously, he's from Thailand, Sam A. We both looked at each other and went like that. And it was just, it was a war. It was a great fight. It was, I thought my trainer was lying to me. Because I remember before I messaged one championship, like a few years ago, saying, great show. I've still got the DM on my phone. Great show, I would love to be a part of it one day. They didn't get back to me, unfortunately. But then they realized, and then, so when I won the world title now, I went back onto our chat and won championship, and I looked at that message saying, I'd love to be a part of it. And that's when it comes surreal, like, I knew what I wanted, and I achieved it. So I won the belt, and then I called out the best in the world, because I think, if you're gonna be the best, you gotta fight the best. People must have thought I was mad when I called out Rob Tang Jit Mong Non, the most feared Thai boxer in the world, everyone would tell you. I called him out, big mistake. He tipped my belt. I wanna be the best, so I gotta beat the best. And to lose the belt against him the first time, it was a bit controversial. I thought I won, he won obviously, and it was devastating, I was heartbroken. I was heartbroken, but I didn't let it get to me too much. They offered me the rematch. I turned it down, said I'm not ready yet. Turned it down, I trained for an extra 2-3 months, got my head right again. I said, yeah, I'm ready now. And then I had the rematch, and he defeated me by TKO in the second round. But my mind wasn't really there, you know, it wasn't really there. I don't know why, I can't explain, but I was devastated. But now on my way back, just got my first win back from off that loss against Taki Nato. 2 more wins, I'd say, and I'll get that belt back. So I'm Jonathan Haggerty, former 1 flyweight world champion, 3 times Muay Thai world champion. UK born and raised. I grew up in areas kind of rough around here, and all of my friends sort of went the wrong path, but I sort of kept on the straight and narrow, thanks to my parents opening up a gym. But yeah, my dad was an MMA fighter originally, and that's what got me into it. He knows where he wants me to be, and he guided me the right path. And yeah, he's a role model to me. Yeah, he's a role model. Without him, I don't think anything could have happened. So I was about seven, six. So soon as, really. I've never had a job. It's growing up as a kid, it's always been fighting. I was just in the gym from a young age, so that was it, really. I had no choice but to succeed in the fighting world. So as a junior, I didn't have much fights. In Thai boxing, juniors normally have loads of fights, like literally 100 fights, juniors. I had about 4. And then I got pushed into taking my shin guards off, get pushed straight into the swing of things. And then I started fighting men at a young age. And my dad wasn't very keen on it, but my trainer was sort of, he knew I could do it, so he pushed me. And then from then onwards, I started knocking them out. I sort of started getting real, started getting into the rankings with men when I was like 17, 18. I remember one time I had to lie about my age to fight a man. Nobody believed in me and thought, oh, I'm just still a kid. I think I still had braces on. And I got in there, he was number one for 10 years. And I stopped him in round 2. And I think that's when everyone started to believe, like, this guy's the real deal. That was it. I just knew from then that's what I wanted to do. You just gotta believe in yourself, you know. And I grew up with everyone but around me, my team around me, kept like pushing it into my ears, you're the one, like, you're gonna be the best. And from then onwards, I just thought I'm gonna go to the top. I had 14 fights, and then there was all the promotions were getting me to fight the best Thais in the world. And in my head, when they was offering me these fights, I was thinking, no, I don't wanna fight. I had 14 fights, I was still basically a beginner. But then I took them, and I took risks, and I prospered. The night before, you can't sleep at all. You know, I woke up the next morning, one of these fights against one of the best Thais in the world. I woke up that morning to fight. I had no speech. I was so nervous, I couldn't speak. Like, I had no speech. And then as soon as you get into the arena, you're in the back room and you can smell the Thai oil. As soon as you smell that and you see other people warming up, you think, yeah, it's game on now. There's no going back. You want to run out, you can't. You just got to get on with it. So now you're stepping up to the stage to walk out to the fight. The crowd are like 1,000, 1,500 people. And it's very nerve-wracking. It's very nerve-wracking. But as soon as you step over them ropes and you touch gloves, you've got no feeling in your body. They hit you, you can't feel it. You hit them, you can't feel it one thing. You can just about hear anything. Apart from my coach, Christian Knowles, he's got the biggest mouth in the room. And that's all I hear. And then it's just go time from there. Killer instinct just kicking. When I think of fear, I think of my body shaking, adrenaline, and just block it out. Just block it out. Like I said, getting in that ring is very fear. It's a lot of fear. Getting past that. I need fear to fight. I fight better with fear. I deal with it after the fight. In the fight, if you're feeling pain, you can't show that you're hurt. Otherwise, they'll capitalise on that. You need to just get on with it. After the fight, you can cry all you want. A lot of things that you could be doing fun-wise, but you need to have your priorities straight and be where you want to be. Muay Thai is the art, we call it the art of 8 limbs. You've got your feet, your knees, your elbows, your punches, everything really. It's beautiful, good sport. It's a respectful sport as well, you know, there's that respect behind it, tradition. It's 5 rounds toe-to-toe, elbows. You know, you have to be aware all the time. You can't just sit in the pocket because one elbow just slipped through. It's a game changer. Every time you step in that ring, there's not a possibility you could step back out. And putting your life on the line. I'm fighting the best in the world. I'm fighting people with 300 fights. It's no joke, so you need to be fully prepared. So I've had three losses. I've learned more than them on them three losses than I have any of the wins, you know. So I lost one, came back stronger, won. I lost another one, got signed to one championship. So it opened up doors for me. Made me realise as well, like, I am beatable and I'm coming up against the best in the world now. Yeah, you know, sometimes there's setbacks. Minor setbacks, major comebacks. That's one of my sayings. So if anything's going wrong, it's hard to say don't worry about it, but things will get right, fit into place. Just keep going strong. I'm hitting to hurt. I want to take you out every shot. I want to take you out. I want to hurt you severely. It's as evil as it sounds, but that's the reality of it. But after the fight, we can be friends, whatever. But when we're in that ring, it doesn't matter who it is. It's game time. I turned everything down that I missed out on sort of party in life. Sacrifices, I stopped everything to get to where I wanted to be. And it paid off. You know, you do need to sacrifice. You can't do partying or whatever. You need to be level-headed on one goal. This is basically my life, man. This is basically my life.
What does it mean to get that belt back?
It means the world, mate, to be fair. Like, I need to get that belt back before I move on, type of stuff.
One Championship is the pioneer of martial arts, so it's the belt everyone wants to have. He's the only UK Thai boxer to get that title and have that title.
You're not going to rest easy until it's done?
Nah, no way. I think two more knockouts, and then hopefully we'll be back on track getting the belt back. The One Championship belt.
Would you say that's an obsession?
Obsession, obsessed. I think that's the belt, that is obviously the belt that everybody wants, and I've had and I've lost. So I want it more than anything now, again. I'm a fighter, and that is the pinnacle of Muay Thai. So why not be obsessed to getting that belt? I don't think there's nothing wrong with it. I think the whole company, One Championship, everybody wants to be on that. You know, everybody's screaming, I want to be on One Championship. And at such a young age that I got on it, on that big stage, that motivated me the most. You know, people look up to me, young kids now. I train a group of young kids. I've got a few world champions, 14-year-olds. They look up to me, I'm their role model. So that pushes me on more, you know, for them to see what I can do and so they can achieve that as well. Just keep going, just keep aiming for it, you know, keep digging away at it. You foul, you get back, do what you do best. And if you want it as much as you say you want it, you'll get it. You know, I want this belt as much as I want it, and I'll do everything I can to go and get that belt back. If it means getting up at 5 in the morning, 12K runs, it's got to be done. I don't believe in failure. It's lessons learned, isn't it, really? And you foul, it's a learning curve. It's another opportunity to get back and win. Just think tomorrow will be better. Tomorrow will be better, and I'll have that One Championship belt in no time. Got a few steps to climb. I'm on my way. I'm on my way there, and I'll get there. I'll sign an MMA contract with One, 2022. I'll also do Muay Thai, and I'll be the Muay Thai World Champion and the MMA One Championship World Champion.
Within 5 years, you think?
Before that.
Really?
Yeah, two years. No, I want to be walking in places and everyone's like, that's that guy, that's Jonathan. Do you know what I mean? That's what I want, that's what I'm working for. You know, to be the best. Next fight is 20th of November in Ireland. ISK World Title against Arthur Meyer.
How do you see that going?
KO round two.